Senate prospects for a bipartisan border policy bill appear dim right now. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. On the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell was downbeat.
The gaping hole in our nation's sovereign borders on President Biden's watch is not going to heal itself. And the crater of American credibility after 3 years of the president's foreign policy will not repair itself either.
But he also urged,
it's now time for Congress to take action on supplemental national security legislation that finally meets those challenges head on.
The $118 billion package would clamp down on illegal border crossings while also funding aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Later, however, behind closed doors, two people familiar with the meeting tell AP, McConnell recommended Republican colleagues vote against the initial test vote scheduled for Wednesday. Senator John Thune, the number two ranked Republican, said that would be too early for most GOP senators. Ben Thomas, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.